time now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 300,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone. Hope you're doing well, and hope that your weather is as beautiful as it is here in Bend. I might be sounding redundant or boring because of how great it is here, but it's a great time to get outside in the nature. Nature does wonderful things for us. It provides us healing. It provides us a way for meditation. So if you haven't gotten out into nature recently, I mean really out into it, do so. It may give you some time for contemplation and some thinking about your life. Now, I've talked about this topic before, your life vision, and it has seemed to be coming up quite a bit recently with clients and friends. People are getting unmotivated, they're not inspired to take action. And when I ask them about what their life looks like 1 year from now, they have no idea. And so it's important, it's critical, essential that you create a life vision. Now, the word life in there, I want to make sure that we understand it's our life evolves. So 1 year from now, our life's going to look different than 5 years and 6 years. So what I like to do is work with a manageable time frame. And that is perhaps you can look at a 1 year vision and maybe a 3 to 5 year out there. But I would strongly, strongly look at where do you want to be 1 year from now? So your life vision should be, what type of lifestyle do you want to look? What to look like? And this life vision includes your career, right? It's what can you do and what do you want to do? You have to be very clear on that. Many times we're stuck in a job or we put ourselves in a job because we feel it's the only thing we can do. But what do you want to do? Because there's resources out there to change, right? You can change your skills and talents. You can get those resources available. The other part of your vision is financial. Where do you want to be financially? And again, this needs to be realistic. We have to be, what happens is many of us will set these big, hairy, audacious goals. Oh, I want $1 million in 1 year. Well, yeah, everybody would. But if there's no reasonable way to get to it, it's not going to motivate us. It may be exciting to think we hit the lottery and get this big windfall, but it's not going to motivate us to take action. The reason for the vision and a vision statement is that when we read it every day, it inspires us to take action. It is a future blueprint. It's not a wish. It's not a hope. It's not a dream. This is what we are going to create. And you create a blueprint that you follow every single day. So with the financial part, how much do you want in the bank? How much income do you want to be making? What does your budget look like? And then you have to include your health. What does your body want to look like? How do you want to feel? What type of exercises, you know, and this includes your nutrition, your flexibility, your hydration. It's just not, I want to be healthy. I just don't want to get sick, right? So this is the challenge. People often say, well, I just don't want to get sick. That's not a goal. A goal is something you move towards. It's what do you want your body to look like? What do you want your body to feel like? What do you want to be able to do physically? So you got to include your health in that. And then friends and family. This is connections. What type of connections do you want to have with your friends and family? Do you want to have a group of friends that you meet with once a month that you go out for dinner? Do you want to be able to visit your family once a month? You know, think about the connections that you want to have with your friends and family. And then love and romance. What type of romance, what type of love do you want to have in your life? And this could be, you could be single and still have people that you love and care about you in your life. And romance, think about how you want that to look like. And then your personal and spiritual growth. Where do you want to be personally and spiritually growing? How do you want to behave? I mean, if you're not really good with emotional intelligence, that might be a great thing to look at. Physical environment. What messes do you need to clean up? And I don't mean relationship messes, but physical messes. You know, when we go through life, we tend to just put stuff, we stack stuff, we stack magazines, we shove stuff into closets, the garage gets filled. What messes do you need to clean up? And make a list of those messes. So just real quick, here's, you know, your vision should include your career, your finance, your health, your family and friends, your love and romance, your personal and spiritual growth, your physical environment, as well as your leisure. What makes your heart sing? What hobbies do you absolutely love to do that you haven't been doing? And you put all of this together and create a one-year vision picture or a one-year vision blueprint. You need to create this blueprint. This blueprint has to be so clear that if you could give it to somebody, they would know exactly what you're going to do each week, each month to make it come true. Because I will tell you, if you don't have a crystal clear picture of your vision and this blueprint isn't specific, you're going to flounder. You're going to bounce back and forth between opportunities, between relationships, between diets. You're just going to go yo-yoing. Basically, you're going to get in between your mental support and mental resistance, and you're going to be stuck in this complacent zone where there's no motivation, there's no inspiration, and you're going to wonder why life sucks. Well, life sucks is because you didn't put together a vision. You didn't create a vision of where you want to go and what you want your life to look like. You are in charge of your life. You need to start taking ownership of that, and you are in charge of it, and you need to start to write these things down. And don't make the excuse of I don't have time or I'll do it later. As soon as you get done with listening to this podcast, go over to my blog, warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for this post. I put the details of what I just went over, as well as a couple of three worksheets you can download without opting in. One is called a rocking chair life vision exercise. Another one is getting perspective vision exercise, and then a 3-month vision worksheet. Go over there. As soon as this podcast is over, go over there, download those, and start to work on them. You see, when you identify your life vision, it's going to give you direction. It's going to give you purpose. It's going to give you meaning. It's like when you know what you want to create in life, you will be inspired. You're going to get up every day just full of joy, full of energy, and knowing what you have to accomplish. Let me ask you, is that happening to you now? Or is it only happening to you on Saturday and Sunday because, oh, there's no work? Or maybe it's not even happening to you on Sunday because Sunday you're dreading going back to work because you have no idea what you're working for. When you can create this life vision, your current career can fit very well into it. But what will happen is you will see it in a new perspective. You'll see it in a new light. So you need to create that life vision. If you need help with it, contact me. We can do an introductory consultation or we can work on a 12-week plan. But contact me if you have a challenge with this. And I will tell you that most people have challenge in identifying what they want. And their friends and their family are in the same boat, so they can't help you. You have to find somebody who is, whether it's me or somebody else, or even somebody who already has their life vision written out. You can't go to a sick person and ask them how to get well. You just have to take this responsibility and find somebody to help you with this vision. If you don't have this vision, you are going to flounder around. The other thing is, if you just want to develop that mental strength for that perseverance so you can sit down on it, pick up my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. You'll find it on the blog. Go to the right-hand side. You'll scroll down. You'll see a banner. Click on it. Pick up a copy of it and read it, and then start doing your life vision. I cannot overemphasize the importance of creating your life vision. You need to do it this weekend. We are here in April. We have many months ahead of us before the end of the year, and there is plenty of time and plenty of action that you can take to create the life that you want. So with that, if you liked this podcast, I really would appreciate hearing from you. If you didn't like it, I'd still like to hear from you as well. But this is so important. I cannot, again, overemphasize it. Let me just read, finish up here with a quote by Og Mandino. "The victory of success is half won when one gains the habit of setting goals and achieving them. Even the most tedious chore will become endurable as you parade through each day, convinced that every task, no matter how menial or boring, brings you closer to fulfilling your dreams." So with that, I want you to create a vision statement, go to the site, download the worksheets, and be inspired and have an awesome day.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.